And Turner, your host. This morning we have a very exciting show. I'm so excited because we love showcasing and putting the spotlight on our small businesses that are thriving in the community, especially our new small businesses. And we feel so lucky to have met Miss Melanie Bates, who has Melanie Bates Consulting LLC as a guest this morning. And she's going to tell us all about her business, her goals, and her dreams for her business for the future. I'm Roland Turner, your host. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you so much for having me here today. It's really an honor.
I'm so excited because we met you through our ECP Entrepreneurship Center program that we have here at the Greater Washington Urban League, where we introduce and nurture and work with and help small businesses such as yourself to thrive. So we met you through that ECP program, and now we are featuring you on our radio show this morning.
Yes, so, thank you so much. It's been great to come through that program. You all have been so supportive with me and my efforts. So again, it's really an honor.
Absolutely. So let's get started. I'd love to hear the official name of your business and find out why you named it, what you did, and have you tell us all about the business.
Sure. The business name is Melanie Bates Consulting, LLC, and we are a Washington, D.C.-based consultancy delivering superior guidance and solutions in the areas of local government relations, criminal justice reform, and communications. So in that, each of the three areas, government relations focuses on legislative process, things that are happening down at the council, advocacy, and helping residents gain access to services. For criminal justice reform, that consists of best practices in the field, knowing your rights, helping youth know how to properly engage with police, getting in and out of situations quickly and safely as possible, and overall transparency and accountability for those systems. And then finally, communications, that's branding and messaging, everything from social media, email campaigns, and things of that nature.
So I'd love to know why you decided to start this business.
Sure. I actually initially started thinking about this idea 5 years ago. At that time, I created an outline, but actually just let it sit there in my computer for some years, and I turned back to it recently. I just reflected on all of my skills, experience, and passion for helping others, and I wanted to figure out a way to make an impact on a wider scale. So that's how I landed with the business.
Now, you mentioned that you reflected on your skills and your experience, but could you share a little bit more with us about your background?
Sure. I grew up in the suburbs of D.C., Fairfax County, and I went to Hampton University, the real HU, where I studied marketing. And after graduation from college, I moved back home and worked in advertising at the Washington Post. Eventually, I found my spark for criminal justice reform, particularly combating police misconduct and mass incarceration. So I attended law school at North Carolina Central University in Durham, North Carolina. And after graduation from school, I moved back home again, started working as a paralegal, and then moved on to work at the D.C. City Council for the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. And that committee has jurisdiction over all of the local criminal justice agencies. From there, I worked at the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union of the District of Columbia, as Director of Policy and Communications. And now I'm working at another nonprofit as Director of Communications. So that's my background. Also, for extracurricular activities, I was the 2014 to 2015 president of the Greater Washington Area Chapter of the Women's Lawyers Division of the National Bar Association. That's GWAC for short. And GWAC is essentially the Black Women's Bar Association here in D.C. I'm also on the advisory board for Free Minds Book Club, and that's a nonprofit that supports youth incarcerated as adults in D.C. And I also am a longtime volunteer at the D.C. Bar Pro Bono Program Advice and Referral Clinic.
Now, when you launched your business, what was the process like for you?
Launching the business was really an incredible experience. It was actually one of the most rewarding experiences in my life. I don't know a lot of other Black women business owners, especially around my age, who also work at a full-time job. So the first steps were truly daunting. After researching the process and developing my business plan, I tackled it little by little, taking one day at a time, and made it to where I am now.
Excellent. You know, you're really phenomenal. I have to say that as a young Black female entrepreneur, we're so proud of you here at the Greater Washington Urban League. Now, what have you achieved so far?
So I launched the business officially September 17th, 2017. So it's been 8 months. I actually have several clients representing government, nonprofit, and individual sectors. And I'm also a certified business enterprise. I'm actually also on the District of Columbia supply schedule. I'm a contractor for marketing, media, public information, mission-oriented business integrated services, better known as MOBIS, and training services. So I'm really grateful for all of the free programs and services there are for small business owners like myself. I was really surprised at how much support there is out there, from government agencies, DCRA, to DSLBD, to the Small Business Administration, Small Business Development Center, to the ECP program here at the Urban League. I really could not have done it without the gracious volunteers and support and group networks that I've been able to come across.
Now, what advice would you give to listeners out there who may be apprehensive about starting their own business?
Well, I'd say just like Nike, just do it. Be patient, keep pushing, and take advantage of the free resources that I just mentioned. If you keep at it, you'll see success. Don't worry if you have a full-time job. Don't worry if you don't have enough money or if you don't know other business owners. You can do it. Always remember why you're doing what you're doing. I think that will get you through the lulls and energize you to keep you going. There really is an amazing sense of fulfillment when you work for yourself. You feel centered and balanced, mission-driven, and you're motivated to give it all that you have because you're doing it for yourself, your family, and your community.
So, Melanie, listening to your story, one thing that really struck me is that you're very passionate about criminal justice and criminal justice reform. And I love the way that you have found a way to help the community through business. I'd love to hear you kind of expound a little bit more on that purpose for you.
Honestly, Roland, I have a personal reason why I'm so passionate about criminal justice reform. Back in college, over 10 years ago, I was actually wrongfully arrested one Friday evening. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong group of people. And at the blink of an eye, all of my rights were taken away from me. I was caged like an animal. There I was with graduation a few months away. I was in jail for something I did not do. So after that experience, luckily it was dismissed. But after that experience, I thought, if this could happen to me, a sheltered girl from Fairfax County, it can happen to anybody. So that really led me on my journey to law school and on my journey to find ways to assist others who have been wrongfully incarcerated or just people who are incarcerated in general. I'm having that firsthand experience and really experiencing that high level of emotional stress just showed me what's there. And I think that's what keeps me going every day.
Wonderfully said. And I'm sure there's so many listeners out there who can identify with you and your story, because there's so many folks that are in the wrong place at the wrong time and unfortunately have not necessarily had a good outcome. So
sure, I feel personally touched by that issue area, being a young Black African-American woman here in D.C. and just feeling that sense of almost obligation to help others who are behind bars, to help others who may have been wrongfully arrested or mistreated by the system. I think if we don't help each other, no one else will. I think it's very important for people in those situations to see people who look like them, who reflect their backgrounds and experiences and really have that connection to know that there is hope. And showing people that there is a way, that you can have your own business, you can succeed and move up in life and give back in ways that will have a greater impact on the society at large.
Very important, because a lot of listeners out there may not realize the depth in terms of that there is help out there. And there are folks like you who are making change out there as well.
Absolutely. Thank you for that.
So how would you describe in terms of your ideal client? I say that because when you are talking about a consulting firm or LLC, you say that you do local government relations, criminal justice reform, communications, but I want to make sure that that translates to the audience of who your ideal client is. We want them to ring the phones off and call you. So we need to know who is your client and who are you looking for out there.
I think my ideal client is anyone who wants to achieve a goal. If you have a goal, I can help you get there. If you have an idea, I can help turn that idea into something tangible. I think for each bucket, there's something that everyone can identify with. Anyone who lives in D.C. has dealt with D.C. government. Anyone who lives in D.C. is affected by legislation or regulations, the people who sit downtown at the Wilson Building. So that's where I can help there. Criminal justice reform, all of us are policed by the same people. We all live in the same community. We all know people who have been incarcerated, who have been arrested, who have been mistreated, or just want to feel a sense of purpose and not feel targeted at times. And then for communications, we all have a personal brand. We all have a message that we want to convey to the world to get our point and our purpose out there. So I think my ideal client is anyone who has a goal, anyone who wants to make a difference.
Absolutely. And you're making that right now as we speak. So with that said, we have been chatting away, Miss Melanie Bates, principal of Melanie Bates Consulting. How can people find you?
Thank you for having me. It's really been a pleasure. You can find me online at www.melaniebates.net/consulting, on Twitter at Melanie Bates LLC, and on Facebook and LinkedIn at Melanie Bates Consulting LLC.
So Melanie, what is that phone number as well?
202-486-3231.
That's 202-486-3231. So I'd like to thank my guest, Melanie Bates of Melanie Bates Consulting, for joining us this morning. On behalf of the entire Greater Washington Urban League staff, our president and CEO, George H. Lambert, Jr., and yours truly, your producer and host, Roland Marie Turner, we thank you for listening to On Track on WPGC Radio. On Track is a community service of WPGC Radio and the Greater Washington Urban League. We welcome your calls as well as your show ideas. Give us a call at 202-265-8200. That's 202-265-8200. Our website address is www.gwul.org. That's www.gwul.org. Once again, I'm Roland Turner, and please have a productive day.
WPGC.
That's right.
85.5.